Power Up with Amy's Roofing and Solar.
Good afternoon and welcome to our brand new Ask the Expert, which will be on the first Friday of the month at noon, Power Up with Amy's Roofing and Solar. I'm Michelle Marquis, and in the studio with me is Amy of Amy's Roofing and Solar. Amy actually is the co-owner of the company. Hi, Amy. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
This is fun. We've actually chatted before years ago when we were talking about some fun innovation in solar and roofing. So that was really cool. This is so exciting. I'm really happy that you've decided to share the knowledge that you've built up and really educate the public about solar and what benefits it can bring to you.
Thanks. Yeah. We met right after we won the American Made Solar Prize for a solar roofing product that we had. Yeah.
So
and
cool.
I'm excited about using this time to inform people, and hopefully it's useful information.
Yeah, right on. So why don't we get a little bit of background on you and your company? Tell us about it.
Yeah, so my background is actually in teaching. And then during COVID, I was ready to do something else, and my husband was ready to do something else. I'll talk a little bit more about him later. And so we decided to start a solar roofing company. Brian is my husband, and his background is in engineering. So he was working for Tesla and JAF creating solar roofing systems for them, and just felt like there was probably a better solution because those solutions have, let's just say that they have different priorities.
Okay.
And his priority was scalability.
Ah.
And so we wanted to create another solar roofing product. And so I jumped off my job, he jumped off his job, and we created the solar roofing product that we are here for the American Made Solar Prize.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also created Amy's Roofing and Solar, which is an installation company. And we install roofing, obviously, and solar and batteries.
Are you installing this new product that you have created?
We do.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's been 2 years since we've been in, and it's all certified and patented and everything. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting. Do you work with other solar installation products, or is it just this one that you have
invented? We do typical asphalt shingle and just off the shelf solar also.
Great.
And then we also offer, it's a more premium product. It costs a little bit more, but it also lasts 2 to 3 times as long. So it's sort of like more upfront, but a better lifetime cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, it's like a metal roof is part of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people in Sonoma County really like that because of fires.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's other benefits there as well.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Lots of benefits.
Well, I'm sure that we will talk more in depth about that, possibly in another show. But because this is your first show, I thought maybe we just sort of do a 101 solar, right?
Yeah. Solar 101.
Exactly. So your website, if people are looking for more information, is AmyRS, which stands for Roofing Solar, AmyRS.com. So one thing that people, probably are very curious about when they're looking or interested in solar is how long does it take to pay off solar? Right?
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's an investment, right?
It is an investment, yeah. And so solar lasts about 30 years. It could last longer, 40 or so, but we'll just say 30.
Mm-hmm.
And it pays itself back in about 8 years for the average homeowner.
Okay.
So it's pretty good payback because, for 22 years, you're just putting that money in your pocket.
Right. And when you are considering what that sort of return on investment, is that also considering the savings that you're getting from having to pay, a utility? Or is that just straight up how much it is?
Yeah, that's right. That's a good explanation. When you put solar on your house, you're offsetting the cost that you pay for electric usage through, around here it's PG&E through the utility.
Yeah.
And so if you're saving, say, $100 a month on your electric bill, or some people's electric bills are like $500 right now. They're insane.
Whoa,
yeah. They're insane. and so you're offsetting whatever, however big your system is, that much solar. And then if you get a battery with it, you can also use your solar energy at nighttime because you basically store it in the battery. And so then you're not paying PG&E 40 cents a kilowatt hour, instead you're just using the stuff that you generated. And so, we can talk a little bit more about batteries later, but pairing solar with a battery is also an 8-year payback, even though a battery basically doubles the cost of your solar system.
Oh, okay.
It's still 8 years because it's such a value.
Yeah, right. I forgot about that. Like, you're getting the power while the sun's up.
Right. You get your power while the sun's up.
Yeah.
And if you don't get a battery, then when the sun's down, you're paying PG&E. But PG&E does give you actually like credits for the solar if you are using. Let's see, if you're generating more electricity than you're using, PG&E gives you credits for that.
Okay.
But it's not as much as they charge you for it.
Yeah,
of course.
So
that's why
not.
The battery has a good value.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. They still have to get their share, right?
Yeah.
So typically, and this of course is a generalized kind of a thing. Everyone's project is going to be custom. We all have different homes and different ways that we're setting up solar. But in general, what is the rough pricing calculation?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say, like, for a typical home, that's about like a 6.5 kilowatt system. That's like $20,000 or $25,000 depending on your home. But if you're out there and you've been getting solar quotes, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you a little math equation, some very simple one. Basically, if you take whatever the price is, so let's say $20,000, and you divide it by how big the system is. So if it's 6.5 kilowatts, then it's 6,500, right?
Okay.
So 6,500 watts. Uh-huh. So you divide the dollar amount by the watts, then that number should be between $3 and $5 a watt.
Okay.
And $5 is kind of high. So if you're looking at your estimates and you're getting, you know, one that's $5, you can probably go get another one and it's going to be less.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
We don't even come anywhere close to five at our company.
Okay.
Yeah, we're always closer to three.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
With a solar installation, because, you know, we're all looking to have less impact on the environment, we're looking for cleaner energy. Are there tax incentives sort of to install solar?
Yeah, for sure. So this is kind of an amazing thing. The federal government gives a 30% tax credit for whatever you spend on solar, and that battery also is included in that, so you get a 30% tax credit. And then let's say, you know, you get a $10,000 tax credit, but you only have like $6,000 due in taxes that year. You can actually roll it over year over year. I think it's good for like 7 or 8 years.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's very nice.
Oh,
okay.
I do want to add though.
Yes.
Because some people are like, either we don't pay taxes, or I'm a nonprofit, and so they don't pay taxes.
Right.
And so is there a way to do that? And yes, the answer is yes. Nonprofits can get actually a tax refund.
Mm.
And for anybody who, let's say they're doing a business one and they don't have the tax liability, you can actually sell those tax credits to someone else. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Do you need to talk with like a CPA to figure all this stuff out? It's a really good idea, right?
Yeah. Talk to a CPA.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good.
Always a CPA.
We mentioned a little bit earlier here. I'm talking with Amy Atchley. She is the co-owner of Amy's Roofing and Solar, online at amyrs.com. We talked briefly about this agreement with PG&E, and you gave me notes calling it an NEM, which stands for Net Energy Metering. So let's talk about that. What does this mean?
Okay. So there may be some people out there that have heard of NEM or NEM2 or NEM3. So basically about a year ago, well, a year and a half ago now, the NEM terms were changed. So what that is, it's the agreement that you have with PG&E that like lays out the terms for how much they're going to pay you for like the extra energy that you're producing during the day.
Okay.
And like how much you're buying the energy from them.
Okay.
When you're not
generating energy. Got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the first round was called NEM1, and they gave a certain amount for your extra energy. NEM2 is the most recent one. And then now we're in NEM3, which is actually called net billing, but everybody calls it NEM3.
Okay.
Anyway, so now, like, just sort of ballpark numbers. In NEM2, you're paying maybe 35 cents a kilowatt hour to PG&E, and they were buying it from you for about that same amount.
Mm-hmm.
In NEM3 now, they're buying it for about 6 cents a kilowatt hour, and you're still paying like 40 cents a kilowatt hour. So,
oh gosh.
Yeah. So it's a lot lower return, but it's still a return, and you're still using during the daytime, you're still using all of the energy, your own energy.
Right.
You know, so that's saving you a lot of money in the daytime. And then that's why a lot more people are pairing batteries now, because they'd rather
keep it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm just gonna keep my own energy, and then I'll use my own energy, and then I don't have to pay PG&E.
In that agreement, do you have to let PG&E know whether you have a battery or not?
They
do need to know.
They do need to know, because let's get on batteries since we're here.
Let's do it, yeah.
Yeah. So one really cool thing about NEM3 is that PG&E, you know, if there's like so many people in California that have solar, then there's going to be a ton of electricity going to the grid, right?
Yeah.
And they maybe can't handle that much electricity. And so they want to incentivize homeowners to get batteries because then they can kind of be like remote, like storage. And okay. So in like September, so for the month of September, there was the opportunity for all battery people in California that have this agreement to sell their energy for like a dollar or two or three per kilowatt hour.
That's much PG&E. More than the 4 cents.
That's much more. Yeah. And so wow. it's super. Yeah. There's like people could make like $1,000 in the month of September just with their battery download, you know, like
oh
basically
gosh.
Exporting that energy, just dumping their battery into the grid when people needed it, you know, to run their air conditioners or whatever.
Sure. Right. When we've got those big hot days and everybody and they're, you know, they're asking maybe people to conserve energy. If you can give that back at a peak time,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Oof, that's kind of nice. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's a good deal.
Yeah. And especially, well, why don't we take a quick break? Because there's so much fascinating stuff that we want to talk about.
Okay.
Amy actually is the co-owner of Amy's Roofing and Solar. She is our newest Ask the Expert. You will hear all about solar and innovation, ways to save energy, ways to save money, all of these great things. The first Friday of each month at noon. We'll be right back here on KSRO.
Hi, Amy here from Amy's Roofing and Solar. What's going on with your electric bill these days?
Don't even.
It's crazy, right? Rates have gone up over 20% since last year.
Yikes!
Have you thought about getting solar? The average solar system pays for itself within 8 years. Solar lasts over 30, so that's more than 22 years of savings. Keep that money for yourself, right?
Yeah, I'd love not to give the utility company that money, but I don't think I'll be on my home that long, so I'm not sure it makes sense for me.
Ah, no problem. A house with solar sells for 3 to 5% more, so that means you could put solar on your house today and sell your house tomorrow, and the solar will still pay for itself. In the meantime, you're getting energy savings.
That sounds great, but do you know of any solar companies I can trust?
I may be biased, but me, Amy's Roofing and Solar, hands down, 5 stars on Google, give me a call, I answer the phone myself, and I have a bunch of helpful information on my website, amyrs.com, amyrs.com.
Welcome back to Power Up with Amy's Roofing and Solar.
Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Marquis. In studio with me is Amy Atchley. She is the co-owner of Amy's Roofing and Solar. Find her online at amyrs.com. We were talking about batteries, and I'm sure we can talk a lot about batteries. But before we get into that a little bit more, what about the size of a solar system or even the size of a battery? How do you determine what you need?
Yeah, so it's very individualized. So we look at, when people call us, we look at their PG&E bills and see what they're using, and we look at sort of an average for the year, because you can imagine in the summertime, you're producing a ton of energy in the winter time, and you're maybe using less, and in the wintertime, you're using your heater.
Sure.
And there's not as much sun, and it's raining more, so you're not producing as much. And so we look at a whole year and sort of average it out for what they're using. And then we talk to them about what they're planning on, if they're planning on changing anything. So if they're planning on electrifying, maybe they have a gas furnace and that they're going to replace it. Maybe they're going to get an EV soon. Maybe they're a young family, and so they know they're going to increase their usage. Or maybe their kids are older and they're going to leave the house, so they're going to decrease. So we talk about all those things and size of system. But sort of an average size system is like 5 to 8 kilowatts, just to throw that out there.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. For an average home. Right.
That's like an average home.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Do you install solar beyond just on people's roofs? Do you also install it like, you know, you've got a big property or something like that with a meadow and you could put something up there?
Yes. Yeah, we do. Those are called ground mount. We do ground mount.
Okay.
We can also do floating solar.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yes, so we do. And then we've done like pergolas before, you know.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's really fun. Okay, cool. So let's talk a little bit about batteries themselves. They come obviously in different sizes for the capacity for your system, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you basically add batteries. You know, everybody has to have the first one, obviously, and then you can add more if you need more.
Uh-huh.
And then for sizing batteries, we have a little worksheet, and we go through kind of a similar thing, like what are the appliances that you have in your home, you know, like if you're trying to charge your car on a battery, or, you know, if you want backup, that's a big thing. So there are batteries out there that don't provide backup. So I recommend anybody who's listening, if you're looking at getting a battery, that you ask the solar company that you're talking to whether the battery that they're offering you provides backup in case of a power outage or not.
Oh,
and some people care about that and some people don't.
Yeah.
So like we're on well water. And so if the electricity goes out, we don't have water.
Oh, okay.
So for us, it's really important to have backup.
Right.
But some people are like, I don't care. I'm on the same grid as the hospital and I never lose power. And so maybe one of those other batteries is fine for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that is a very important question to be asking as you're looking at that, because that might put you in a real pickle if you don't have access to your battery when your power goes out. What about looking at the future of solar? What do you see coming up in the next 10, 20, 50 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in California, there's all these different things happening, right? We're supposed to be electrified by 2035. Mm-hmm. All the cars have to be electric by 2035. And so the way that we're going, well, really in the country, you know, I say California, but like the whole country is doing this.
Yeah. California tends to lead the way. Right?
Yeah, we're sort of leading the way. And so everything's going electric, and you know, like we're not even allowed to have gas appliances coming up here in a couple of years, so everybody's going to be using more electricity, not less. Mm. And so solar is a way. One of the things I really like about solar is that it keeps us like self-sustainable. We don't have to rely on, you know, PG&E basically, for our power. You know, and for some people, it's really a safety issue. If they don't have power, they don't have, you know, they need to refrigerate their medications, or they have, you know, a CPAP machine, or, you know,
right,
they have,
yeah.
There's all sorts of reasons that people, it's really essential that they have electricity when the power goes out.
Yeah.
And so solar is a nice way to keep those people safe, even as neighbors, right?
Like, right.
If my neighbor has something they need to refrigerate, even like breast milk, right? Like there's all sorts of things, that reasons that people might need it.
Absolutely. Insulin. I mean, there's all reasons that you need to have, you know, for emergencies. And would you say that there's maybe more demand or more interest sort of in the West County, where we tend to see flooding and, you know, people being isolated and those kinds of things? But then you've got, of course, a lot of trees out there too.
Right.
So like that sort of makes it a little bit more complicated, right?
Yeah. Well, and that brings up an interesting question. Like, when wouldn't you want to get solar?
Right.
And one of them is, if you live in a redwood grove,
right,
it's probably not going to do much for you.
Exactly.
What's another reason people might not? Well, if you have what we call in roofing a cut-up roof, like meaning you have like lots of little tiny faces,
okay,
you might not be able to fit a whole lot of solar on your roof. And so then you might want to look at something like a ground mount.
Right.
Or Sonoma Clean Power has a really good, you know, program too. You can just decide to buy clean power from them instead of getting solar on your
own
house.
Your own. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So let's go a little bit further into why people might not be getting solar.
Okay.
What about the idea that solar is ugly, that it's going to make your house look ugly?
Yeah. And that is like, it's funny, like probably like 25% or 30% of people think it's ugly. And it can be, which is one of the things, like when we designed our own product, our solar roofing product, it's called Starling, by the way. We wanted it to be beautiful because we don't want to exclude one out of four people,
right? Yeah.
From like wanting it.
Aesthetics are also important. You have to consider
important.
That, right?
Yeah. And I happen to think that solar is very sexy, but not everybody has to agree with me there.
All right. So it can be beautiful depending on who you are asking to install and also what kind of product you're installing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some people do a nicer job than others too.
Okay. All right. Oh, no, that's a valid point.
Yeah.
What about those who balk at the expense, saying it's just too expensive?
Yeah. And I totally understand that, you know, because what they're looking at is the upfront cost. And they're like, how do I come up with that? And actually, we're going to do another episode on financing because that's such a big question for so many people, especially right now. Interest rates are high.
Yeah.
If you're a homeowner, right, those are mostly the people that are looking at getting solar. Like, usually renters don't.
Right.
Although it's possible to do that. But if you're a homeowner, then like part of the reason you buy a house is because it's a good investment, right? Like
you're investing in yourself. It's generally the biggest investment that you are going to make probably in your lifetime.
Right. Yeah. And so instead of paying someone else $3,000 a month for rent, you're putting that into your home. And then when you're ready to sell your home or whatever, then you, you have money still.
Right, yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing with solar where, yes, it is an upfront cost, but it pays you off. It pays you back in only 8 years, like less than a third of the timeline of this thing.
Right.
And then kind of along those lines, some people are like, well, I don't think I'm going to be in my home
right,
in 8
exactly.
or 10 or 12
what
or 20
if you,
years.
You think you're going to be moving.
Yeah. So when you have solar on your home in the nation, it's like 3 to 5%. It increases the home value.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so Sonoma County is in that range too, but, mm-hmm. It depends.
Right.
But so, if your home is worth, let's just keep it simple, $1 million.
Okay. To do the math.
Then,
yeah.
You've already, as soon as you put the solar in your house, it's basically paying itself off.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
In the home value, in terms of home value. Oh, that brings up another topic, which is when you add solar, it adds value to your home, but it doesn't add tax liability for your property taxes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Which is sort of an interesting perk.
Huh,
yeah.
Interesting. So that's not included. They don't consider the solar that's on the property.
Yeah, because the county wants to incentivize people to get solar.
Right. Yeah. Do you anticipate that might change in the future?
I don't anticipate it, but maybe some in the far future, when everybody's got solar.
Everybody's got solar,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, interesting. What about those who say, well, it's just not necessary, I don't need solar?
I mean, I guess those people like paying
a lot of money for electricity. right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but if you look through the benefits and it is something that you can do, that you don't live in the redwoods in a grove, it does seem, as you said, the future, this is the direction that we're going.
Yeah. And it makes sense financially for most people. Mm-hmm. And any good solar company is going to tell you if it doesn't make sense for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like if your electric bill is $50 a month, it probably is not going to pay you back.
Okay.
But if it's over 100, it's it's probably going to pay you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what's the process for people to reach out to you at Amy's Roofing and Solar?
They can reach me through my website, which is amyrs.com, or you can call me. Actually, that number on my website, 707-981-9801. 981-9801 goes actually straight to my cell phone, so I will be the one that picks up the phone.
Okay. Please don't call her right now. We're in the middle of a show.
I can answer questions, uh-huh. or I can, if you want a quote, I can pass you off to someone who can help you with that.
Okay, great. And then is it a long process when you're starting to just sort of go on that journey?
No. I mean, it depends on the person.
Yeah.
Because some people, if you're working out your financing, that might take a little longer.
Right.
But, I mean, we get estimates out easily within a week, sometimes within 2 days.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. And then you also, because you are a roofer, you understand, right, that also needs to be inspected and made sure that it's appropriate and has a long enough life and all warranties and all those things. You have to look at all of that, right?
That's right. All of that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a complicated process, but it is one that you reach out to an expert for, right?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Don't try to install your own solar on. Go up on your roof. Don't do that. This is so great. We're going to learn so much each month with Amy Atchley. She is the co-owner of Amy's Roofing and Solar. You can find her, again, online at amyrs.com. All right. Well, this is really fun. I can't wait to learn more.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle.
We will see you then next month right here on KSRO.
Learn more at amyrs.com.